stuff, and then, hey, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. Tiglachat HaTorah Ketzad. Yesterday we learned about the Seder of the Tiglachat HaTumah. What is the Seder of the Tiglachat HaTorah? Hayam Evi Shalosh Behemot. Chatat, Ola, Ushlamim. So remember that the Chatat was a Kitsa, the Ola was a Keves, and the Shlamim was the El Nazir. Had to be an Ayah, which is 2 years old, and it's second year. V'shochetet HaShlamim, U'migaleach Aleyem, Bibi Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda holds that the Iker Giluach HaTahara is done on the Shlamim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo'ayah Megaleach Alel HaChatat. No, the first carbon to bring is the carbon chatat, because the chatat is kodemet b'chol makom, because that we learn out from the ikrivat asher chatat rishona, so that the Torah tells us wherever you have multiple korbonos, the chatat is to be brought first, and therefore the first one that you bring your mekayim your mitzvah giluach, ve'im gilach halachat mishloshtam yatsa. However, everybody's moded that as long as you were megaleach on one of the korbonos, it would be okay. It doesn't matter if you did it out of order. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, in a case where you're mevi shalosh behemot, velo pireish, you didn't say arei zele chatati or zele olati or zeh le shlamai or le el nazir, it doesn't matter because haruya lechatat. It's clear in this case that the animals are differentiated. You can't confuse them. The kipsa is the only one that's roi to the chata, so that one goes to karev lechatat. The keves is the only one that's roi le'ayla, so therefore it should be karev ayla. The ayl is the only one roi le'shlamim, and therefore to karev shlamim, despite the fact that he didn't define it. Tana rabbana. V'gilach ha'nazir petach ohel mo'ed. That word petach ohel mo'ed is the word that is always used in the Torah for the karev shlamim. Therefore, we understand that the meaning of it is not literally that the Nazir should go over to the Petach Ohel Moed to do his Giluach, but rather, since it says, Shenema v'shachato Petach Ohel Moed, it's a remez on which carbon he's supposed to do his Tiglachat. That's why it says Petach Ohel Moed. But it's not reasonable to say that it means that he should literally be megaleach petach ohel moed. Did you bring milk for him? Oh, I know how petach ohel moed mamash. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means kipshuto. It says the nazir should be megaleach petach ohel moed. Why say it's a drasha when it has a very simple meaning of pipshat? Says the way you can't say that. Because it makes sense that he should act derech bizayon. Now, probably the correct girsa is the way the Gra has it, and it appears in Svarim Yeshamim. Instead of saying Rabbi Yoshia Omer Eino Tzarif, it's all one limud, as Tosis points out. Hare Amra Tera, didn't the Tera say that you should be careful, lo tegat haleh b'malot al mizbechi? You shouldn't even walk up the mizbeach on stairs, which is not so much derech bizoyin. And over there, it's a tzerech aveda. So, I mean, the derech bizoyin for sure. Kavuchaymer le derech bizoyin. That word's literally derech bizoyin. A guy sits there with a bare head, having a haircut in front of the petach ohel moed. It's ridiculous. If the Torah is makpid on even a fully dressed individual walking upstairs, and it's not, and he's doing that in order to bring things on the mizbeach, which is an absolute tzerech for the mizbeach. So, for his own self, he should go ahead and take a haircut. Doesn't make sense. It makes much more sense to say that it means a code. Olamot HaHomoed is a reference to the Korban Shlamim. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, or Bishlamim HaKatuv Medaber, O Eina Medaber Ela Petach HaHomoed Mamish, Im Kach Amrat Torah, that's the Lashon. You see, there's a number of, this one is taken from, as it says, in the Lashon LeMedrash, the Medrash Rabbah. In Parshas Raso. But the Gros Girsa basically puts it all together. It's all one limut from the beginning. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Enot Sarif. Areyu Omer Lakach Et Sar Rosh Dizrov Natan Aleish. You don't have to come on to the Svara of Derech Bizoyin. It's very simple. If the Torah says that after the Tiglachat, he should take his hair and he should put it on the Eish which is beneath the Zevach HaShlamim, the El Nazir. So that means that he should be taking the actual hair and putting. I mean, if he is doing the haircut in the Pesach HaMoed, how is he going to put it tachat hadud? The dude doesn't have to be in the HaMoed. The shlomim, he could be eating in his own living room. So he's going to be bringing the meat of the shlomim anywhere in Yerushalayim. So what does it mean? And he should then put it on, what do you mean? And then put it. Say, and he should then go to the place where his dud is, where he's cooking his shlomim, and then put it. The mashmaut is over here that indeed there is no time between the two. There's no time, no hava between the two. Then he obviously is not in a different location. So it cannot mean that he's bepetach ha'moed while the shlomim is somewhere else. The Rosh asks, how do you know it doesn't mean to bring the shlomim to the pesach ha'moed this time? He doesn't have an answer. Why does the Gemara take for granted that it's not reasonable that the pasuk would gufa be mechayev to bring the shlomim there, instead of saying that it means that the nozer could do the tiklachat anywhere? It's not so clear. So yotzezeshu mechusar lekicha ha'an netina. In this case, he would have to also bring it. The pasuk says there's no bringing. There's simply a direct placing of the hair beneath the edge of the Zevach Shlomi. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, some of the years of Ikri Amri, as if it's a different Lashon, the Gra has this as the Lashon, so that he doesn't have an Ikri Amri. It's part of his whole Tikkun of the Girsi here, because it seems to be saying the same thing. However, there is a slight difference. Ikri Amri, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Shlomim HaKatuv Medaber, when it says Petach HaOmer, that is a code word for recognizing that we're dealing with the Korban Shlomi. Ata Omer b'Shlomim HaKatuv Medaber, that's what you say? How do we know it doesn't mean literally? Oine ala Petach HaOmer, mamash? Talmud lomar, v'lakach et sa'ar rosh nizro, which means makom she'im mamash l'shem ha'yam yaleha. The previous Lashon requires the idea that it shouldn't be mechusar hava'ah. This Lashon is simply saying, if the Torah puts two things together, the mashmot is that they're next to each other. You don't have to start thinking about it. It says v'natan, as if he's standing right there. You don't have to get into the drosha that here is only two steps, it would be missing another step. The simple smichus of the two things implies that they're done together. Since the normal place where we have the Korban Shlomim is not literally Petach HaMoed, it could be anywhere in Yerushalayim, it's only a Shechita, that's required Petach HaMoed. So Mamela, it must mean that he can do his Gibuach anyway. Abba Chanan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, V'gilach HaNazir Petach HaMoed, this doesn't mean, this is the way the Rosh understands it, this doesn't mean literally that it should be the Korban Shlomo, which is brought Petach HaMoed. It means, Bizman Petach HaMoed Patuach. But if the Petach HaMoed is not Patuach, then Eino Megaleach. Kol Zman Shein Petach HaMoed Patuach, Eino Megaleach. So there's a din of Giluach where the door is already open. But if he is Megaleach before the HaMoed is opened, then that's not a kosher Giluach. The Rosh is Medayek that must mean that he holds that he can be Megaleach HaLachatos. That it should be Megaleach the way Rebbe Lozer is learning the Mishnah. Because otherwise we need Petach HaMoed to tell me Shlomi. If he's saying I'm going to use it to tell me Bezman Shepatuach, then how can he use it to tell me Shlomi? That's how the Rosh learns. Others figure ways it could be Medayek both. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, V'gilach HaNazir Petach HaMoed. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, V'gilach HaNazir Petach HaMoed. Who are we talking about all along here? Huh? Well, we're talking about Azov and Metzerah. It should say V'gilach Petach HaMoed. What's that? V'gilach HaNazir. Obviously HaNazir. Elamai. Means to tell me HaNazir V'lo Nizira. So why would it be, what's the Nafkamina HaNazir V'Nizira? The only Nafkamina could be if it's done in public. If it's done in public, and it would mean it has to be done Petach HaMoed. So that means that a woman, we would not uncover her hair at Petach HaMoed. That's what it means. Adarav, if anything, The Pasuk is saying Bedavka, since it's concentrating on Nazir as opposed to Nazirah, the only explanation, and I've shown it since going like Rabbi Shimon, who's Darish time of the Krah, the only explanation of a difference between a male and a female could be that we want to be marked on the tzniut of the female. So therefore, if it says Nazir specifically, but no Nazirah, it's because Shema Yidgaru Bapircheku, now we only expose a woman in front of these young Kohanim. Wait, you think the Torah is makpid on uncovering the hair of a woman in the Beit HaMikdash? What about a sotah? We're not worried about the Pirchei Kunah going running after the sotah. Tichtiba ve'emida lifnei Hashem. And it says, v'parah rosh ha'isha, v'lo chashina shemei yitgaru ba'pirchei Kunah. We're not worried about that. We have a rip off her dress. And not completely, but we expose at least partially her breast. And so on. How do we do such a thing if you, according to you, were chayshish? Says, what's the comparison? This woman who's the Nazirah, she's all pretty up. I mean, she's coming in to do her big thing today. I mean, so of course she's going to turn on the Pirchei Kunah. But the Sota is Bedavka Mitnavelet. So we do all kinds of things to be Menaveler. And because of that, so therefore we're not chayish in the sota for the Pirchei Kunah. Here we're chayish for the Pirchei Kunah. But in any event, if she's doing the haircut in the privacy of her home, or in the lishkata nazirin, what do we have to be chayish for? It's clear, therefore, that the petach ha-moed is indeed petach ha-moed, manch. The next thing he would do after doing the tiglacha, he would take the hair, and he would put it beneath the fire and the pot in which the shlomim was being cooked. The imgilach b'medina. However, if he was not in the Beit HaMikdash, lo haya meshaleach tachat adut. And then he wouldn't put the hair there. Obviously it was no shlomim at all anyway in the tiglach atuma. But I mean there is the chatatah, there is the shoshan. So you could, the kohanim are gonna eat, so you could put it underneath the meat. Nonetheless, says the Tanakhama, there was no din by Tiklach HaTumah at all of being Mishalech Tachat Adud. Rabbi Meir says that's not true. Akol Mishalech Tachat Adud. First of all, I disagree with you about the business about B'medina. You'll notice that in the Pasuk it doesn't say anything of Mishalech. It says V'natan. Why does the Tana use the Lashon Mishalech? Because even if you are outside of Beis HaMikdash, you could send in the air to be burned, together with the carbon. So I disagree, first of all, with that, Yisod. And I say, even if he's not the Beit HaMikdash, he's B'shaleach Tachat Adud. And I disagree with your other idea, that there's no din of Shiluach Tachat Adud on the carbon tumah. I say there is. The only case where there wouldn't be is where he's also doing the Tiglachat HaTumah, and he's also not in the Beit HaMikdash. So there were both of those things, of course. So then, kutz minatamesh, but I mean, you're not bilvad. Over there, since he himself didn't bother coming to be present in the Beit HaMikdash, and he was also chayte, in that he became tamei. Over there, he's amish aleh. All right. So the Mishnah says, notel sa'ar rosh nizro u'mishaleach tachat adud. But the Braita says that the Mishnah left out a very important point. Tana Rabbanan, after the Tiglachat, the Achakach, Notela Tarota, amazingly, he takes part of the Rotav of the carbon itself, of the Shlomi, the Notain Al Sarosh Nizro, he puts some of that sauce onto his hair and throws there Tachatadud. Weird. Furthermore, says the Braita, the im shilach takat adut shel chatat va'asham is yotze. Asham? There is no asham. What asham? Asham? The nazir Torah miyika. Where is there in a carbon asham by a nazir Torah? Omar Rav Achikamar.
ואם נזיר תמי משלח תחת הדושה לשם יצא. But if the Nazir Tomei is Mishaleach Tachat, the Dud of the Oshem, he would be Yotze. L'chora, going on leave it to Rabbi Meir? So the last word, I mean, it's only Rabbi Meir who holds it, there's a din of Shiluach Tachat Adir. What's the child coming? Otherwise, what's the child say, Yotze? There's a Chazanish, and the Brisk Rav is the Daik from the Rambam, and the Shnayis. Which unfortunately is not a very good diak according to the Kisvei Yad that came out afterwards. It doesn't have the diak that he makes. That the din of the Nozir Tomei is that he's Bishaleach Tachas Hadud of the Shlomi. Hi, there's no Shlomi. He's supposed to keep that hair to be Mishaleach Tachas HaShlomi when he completes the Tiglachat HaTaharah. Because we view that tiglachat as being part of the process of the tiglachat of the Nozir. So he had to be Megaleach early because of the fact that he became Tomei. But that hair, Lamaisa, was part of the hair that was Mekudesh initially for his Naziris. So Memela, he has to keep it to be Mishaleach Tachas Hadud. Therefore, it's saying, what's that, Yotza? What do you mean, Yotza? That's the Chiyah. No. It's Yotza B'di Avad. If he went ahead and he burned that hair early, and he put it beneath the Osham, instead of beneath the Shlomim later at the end of his Tiglachat HaTaharah, he's also Yotz. My time, huh? Where do we get this from? No, I'm sorry? Help. Minani Mile. Minani Mile. Omar Rabba. Omar Kroah. Asher tachat zevach hashlamim. Tachat zevach hashlamim. We put the zevach next to the tachat to tell me that mizivcho yetachtav, that there should be some of the zevach tachat, that which is burning the shlamim. Because otherwise, what do you get to say about zevach hashlamim? The tachat hashlamim. So the Zevach HaShlamim tells me that we should place from the Zevach Tachas. What would that mean? Something that is combustible. So we'll take the rota and we'll burn it together with the hair. Ve'im shilach tachat adut shel chatat yatsa. Where do you see that? My taima. It's a Zevach. It could have just said Shlamim. So the Zevach is marve the chatat and the asham. But wait a second. You just told me you used the Zevach to tell me to take the rotav. Afite lahai zevach, to teach that he's supposed to take the rotav and put it tachat. Now you're saying the zevach is coming to tell me not only the shlomi, but you can also use anything that is zavua. How can you use it for both? Because in Cain, lema kromi rotav ha-shlomi. If the whole diak is to tell me that I should take some of it, so well, what do you have to put it in such a weird, convoluted fashion? Say directly, mi rotav ha-shlomi. Since you choose the word zevach, so Shema Minol Rabot Chatat Rasham. It's coming now to tell me anything that's Zavuach. So then, if it's coming to tell you anything that's Zavuach, so maybe that's all that it's coming to tell you. What is this weird drasha that it's coming to tell you to take a piece of what's cooking and put it underneath the fire? I mean, that's certainly a rather strange thing to learn out, no? So Ve'ema Kula Lechatat V'Hasham Hudiata. No, because if it were something other than the Reita, it would have said Shlomi V'Zevach. Well, what's the Zevach HaShlamim? So in other words, there's two levels here. First of all, anything that's Zavuach. And furthermore, from the Zvicha of the Shlamim Tachat. That's still true. So both elements we can learn out from here. Shema Mina Tarte. Toner Rabbonan. Hakol Ayu Meshachim Tachat Adud. Chutz Mitamei Shigilach Mibnina. Mibnei Shisaro Nikbar. This is Rabbi Meir's sheet, of course. It's on the Mishnah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. All of the Nazirim, whether it's a Nazir Tor, whether he's in the Mikdash or out of the Mikdash, or he's a Nazir Tomei and he's in the Mikdash, he has to send the Sar to be burned Tachat Adud. But if he's a Nazir Tomei Bamedina, not in the Mikdash, so then the halacha is that his Sar is meant to be buried. The Gemara Tavura says the same thing, but does not bring a makor. All of the Rishonim are tereach, what the heck is the makor for this halacha, that there's a bit of kfura on the Sar of the Nazir? Where do we get that from? It's really part of the main sugya of Elu Eina Nikbarim and Elu Eina and Israfim. So it's not, but I mean, Lamaisa, here also, the Gemara is not bringing a mocha. It's taken for granted that it's Nikbar. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Tairim kan vekan oyu meshachin. Tmein kan vekan lo oyu meshachin. Rabbi Yudah Shita is a third Shita that Einochi nami the Tairim, whether they're in the Beis HaMikdash or out of the Beis HaMikdash, they are Vadei Mishaleach. But a Tomei is not Mishaleach at all. Not like Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim, the Tanakam over that we had, it says, no, on the contrary, there's only one case where you are Mishaleach. And that is, HaKol Lo Ayu Mishalchi Tachat Adud, Chutz Menat Tohor Sheba Mikdash V'Neshenasak Mitzvato. The Tohor, who never became Tomei, so he's doing everything right. It's kibitzvasa. And he was tereach to come to the Beis HaMikdash to be present and to have his shlomim available at the time of his tiglachet for himself. That person, the Torah gave the additional chiyuv of taking the sar and putting it tachas adud. But to send it from somewhere else, or not to be present at the Beis HaMikdash, or someone who was chayte and wasn't nishmar from Tuna, the Torah did not give him a din of shiluach tachat adud at all. Only the nazir tamei. I would have to bury it. I mean, that's not so clear. It depends on where the halacha comes from.
Every nazir has to show up for the winter at the end. That
depends how we learn the petach olamoid. That's good for part of the machlokas over here. Does petach olamoid mean literally? Does petach olamoid simply mean what carbon he has to bring in order to be megaleach? So if he sends his carbon, and then in his house he does his giluach, that would also be fine if yidashu just means alah shlom, right? He's here at Torah Shalot Galer Vatola Eitzimelov Avanim. Koshken Shloye Galeach Petach O Moed. So there's two elements the Rosh is saying. The Kal Vachomer is, first of all, this is Derech Avoda, and this is not Derech Avoda. This is your own personal needs. You're not working for the Mizbeach at this moment. Secondly, the Gilui Erva that we're talking about is that the stones can see through his underpants. I mean, this is called Gilui Erva. Somebody who's openly, that's a Gilui Erva for Eitzim Vavonim. Here we're talking about Bizoin for the public. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Pesach HaOmoed, exposure of your hair with bareheaded and cutting your hair. That's a whole different thing. But in Ochinami, in other words, the point that you're making of Gilui Erva isn't Gilui Erva to the Beis HaMikdash, it's Gilui Erva to Tiglach HaTorah Ketzad. Hayamevi Shalosh Beibot, Chatat Olah Ushlamim, Vishochetet Hashlamim Vigaleach Aleihem Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo Haya Megaleach Alala Chatat, because Chatat is Kodemet B'chol Makom, because it says V'kriveit Asher LaChatat Rishona. That is a general rule. The in gilach alachat mishloshtam, everybody's mother yatsa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi shalosh beimot, v'lo pireish, haruya lachatat ekispa tikrav chatat, deraui la'ola the keves tikrav ola, haruui l'shlamim, which is the ayel tikrav shlamim. Tarabon. V'gilach anazir petach olmoed, b'shlamim hakatuv medaber, shlemor shechato petach olmoed. Atomer b'shlamim hakatuv medaber, maybe means literally that he should take a haircut, ela petach olmoed mamash. Does that make sense? Im king derech bizayonu. And here the Gemara changes it too. And we know that derech bizayon is possible because arei amra Torah lo ta'aleh b'ma'alot al mizbechi kal v'chomer on the derech bizayon divrei Rabbi Yoshia. It's all one word. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, enotzari, harei omer v'lakachat tzar rosh nizro v'natan alayish, mishenu b'chosar l'kicho nutina. Whereas since over here the shlomim would be far away, if he was standing petach olamoed, yetzes eshu b'chosar l'kicho avon nutina. Ikeri amri Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, b'shlomim ha'katuv medaber, atomer b'shlomim ha'katuv medaber. Oh, in hello, petach olamoed mamash, tamo nomar v'lakachat tzar rosh nizro. Makom shayam evasher shamayam megalech. That's the parshas of the pasuk. Aba chanan omer mishum Rabbi Eliezer v'gilach hanazir petach ha'omoid kozman she'ein petach ha'omoid patuach einu megalech. This indeed is kishitas Rabbi Eliezer that you're megalech on the chatat. Shemesh Azri omer. Why does it say v'gilach hanazir as opposed to nazira? V'gilach hanazir petach ha'omoid v'lo nazira. Obviously implies that it's mamish in the public, because the whole point is Shema Yidgaru Bapirchei Kuna. Amru lo, Zaledvorecha Sotatochia, because it says there, Katukba, Vehemidalif Le Hashem, Upara Rosh Aishat, Sovaloka Kinan, Shema Yidgaru Bapirchei Kuna. Amala has a big difference. The Nazira Azo Kochelatu Pokasat. I don't tell Rusta Rosh Nizro, Mishayach Tachatadud. Vim Gilach Medina, Loya Mishayach Tachatadud. Vamed Vorim Amurim Betiglachatatahora, Aval Betiglachatatuma, Loya Mishayach Tachatadud at all. Rabbi Meir Omer, not true. Akola Yumashachim Tachatadud, except for one case. Chutzivin Atamisha Medina Bilvad. And then, of course, we have the middle Shita, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah that we saw later on in the Brayta, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that all Tahira is Mishaleach and all Tumah is not Mishaleach. Notel Sar Rosh Nizot on Rabbanu, v'charkach notel atarota v'notein al Sar Rosh Nizro, u'mishaleach tachat dutcher shlamim, v'im shilach tachat dutcher chatat v'asham yatzah. Asham? Where's the Hashem v'nazir ter? Mi'ika? Omrava Akikama Vim Nazir Tamein, Mishaik Takatu Shalasham Yatsa. You know any Bile? Omarova Makrash Takat Zevach Ashlamim. Mizivcho Yetaktav Takat Azevach. Vim Shilak Takatusha Khatat Yatsa my time, huh? Omakra Zevach. Zevach is Marba, all of the Zivukim, so good the Khatat and Yasham. Thought you just used it. Afikalai Zevach to tell me to take the road, be road death. אם כן למקרא מירות ושלמים, מי זבח השלמים? שמע מן אל רבות חטאת ואשם. So maybe indeed that's the whole point. ואם הכולו לחטאת ואשם הוא נעת. אם כן למשלמים וזבח, מי זבח שלמים? שמע מן אתרת. תון רבן הנקול היו משלחים תחת התאות, חוץ מתמי שגילח במדינה, בפני ששערו נקבר, דיבר רבי מאיר. רבי יהודה אומר, תאורים כאן וכאן היו משלחים. טמאים כאן וכאן לא היו משלחים. וחכמים אומרים, הכל לא היו משלחים תחת הדוד, חוץ מהתורה שבמקדש, בני שנעשה כמצוותו.